Hey, it's just me. Yeah, I know your daughter isn't home yet. We're supposed to study tonight, though. Would you mind if I waited inside? I know it could be a while, but we could talk, if you're not too busy. Great. We haven't really had a nice talk in a long time, have we? I miss it. Yeah, I brought coffee for me and for your daughter. We're probably gonna be up late. Exams are coming soon. Ugh. The third coffee? Well, that's for you, sir. Don't act so shocked. I've made you coffee, tea, even dinner. I mean, I've been friends with your daughter since kindergarten, or maybe earlier. It doesn't matter. The point is, I consider you family. And while we might be studying late, I knew you'd probably be working, so I brought you coffee too. Come on, who are you talking to here? Do you really think I'd let them adulterate your pure black as midnight on a moonless night roast with milk or sugar? See, it's good, right? It's from that new place down the road. Better than that chain nonsense. Anyway, I guess we share that in common. We both have good taste. Do you mind if I ask you kind of a weird question? Was there ever a time when you thought things wouldn't work out with your wife? I'm sorry, I know how inappropriate that must sound. It's just that mom and dad are going through some stuff right now. No, I think they're gonna work it out. I hope so. With what they've both been through, they deserve to be happy together, don't you think? Now, I guess you wouldn't know. It's not like anyone announced it or anything. But mom's not drinking anymore. Yep, sober for 6 months now. Shocking, right? You guys don't exactly talk with my parents, so I'm not surprised you didn't know. But it's been incredible. I wish you would have done it sooner, but I'm glad my little brother is going to grow up with more of a mom than I did. She's already been so much more present and caring, and she's trying really hard to make things right with my dad and be a good mom for us. I've never seen her so serious about anything, and it feels good. I mean, I can't read her mind, but it just seems like she had so much guilt weighing her down. I know that she did some things, some really bad things, when she was at her lowest. I can't imagine what it must be like to live with secrets like that. Some things you can't ever truly put behind you, They just follow you around, reminding you of your sins forever. Anyway, you guys never said anything, but you and your wife always took me in, no questions asked, whenever things got bad at my house, and I'm really grateful for that. You have no idea. Your wife, especially, has been such a godsend. She's so kind, just welcoming a strange girl into her home and treating her like a daughter. I really don't have enough good things to say about her. And then your daughter has been just an amazing best friend. Actually, I'd say she's more like my sister than a friend to me at this point. We've been there for each other through, well, all kinds of things, breakups, all the drama, well, more serious stuff. We're even thinking of going to the same college. We just feel so close, Like we were meant to be in each other's lives. Sometimes. Sometimes I feel resentful of her. No, nothing like that. I love her. I envy what she had growing up. She shared everything with me. I love her for it. Do you want to hear something kind of naughty? I know. Quick subject change, huh? But do you know what your daughter and I get up to in her room sometimes? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. We're two healthy young women, and we find each other attractive. sexy even. It's gotten pretty hot and heavy while we were supposed to be studying. Well, at least we learned some things about ourselves. I know what your daughter needs to feel and hear to come, for example. Oh, now you don't want to hear about it, even though I can clearly see your interest about to bust out of your pants. Inappropriate? Moi? I guess I am being inappropriate. But I think I'm owed a little inappropriateness, don't you? I mean, I knew on some level that my mom was so wild when she was drunk. I was a child, but I wasn't blind. I saw how disgustingly she acted. I saw her flirting with guys who just wanted to fuck her and use her and laugh at her afterwards. God, I'll never touch a drop of that stuff as long as I live. I don't even smoke. I've tried so hard to be good, you know? Straight A's, no demerits, no absences, no sneaking out of school. Not only for myself, either. I want to make my father proud. I want him to see me and realize that I wasn't like his wife. I wasn't my mother. But I guess in some ways, I guess I'm more like my mom than I thought I'd be. We do share similar tastes in men, for example. Did you know I've had a crush on you since, like, forever? It was small at first. You were like a second dad, a cool uncle even. But you were also just always so calm when I was upset. You listened to me when I cried. You had time when my dad had to work late or go drag my mom out of some ditch. You hugged me and told me things would be okay, and they were. And then I got older and started having a thing for older guys. No big deal, I guess. It's pretty common. Then I saw you. Seeing me. That changed things. That changed me. Don't get all apologetic now. There's nothing wrong with looking respectfully, and let's face it, you glanced and appreciated my body. You didn't leer and make me uncomfortable. If anything, I just got so fucking wet and flustered every time I saw you checking out my ass or my tits. I was like, how could he be interested in an ugly little thing like me? And the way you looked away when I caught you was so cute. You obviously felt so guilty at noticing how hot I was getting. If I had only known why at the time. No, we can't stop talking about this now. We're just getting to the good part, aren't we? Come on. Are you going to keep playing this game where you pretend not to know what the fuck I'm talking about? I mean, kudos to you for not getting angry. I've been trying really hard to provoke you. But really, I thought you were different. Different than the other men who fucked my mom. I see the way you look at her. It's the same way boys at school look at me after I fuck them and want nothing to do with them. Save it. I don't want to hear your excuses. I look nothing like my little brother, and fuck this, I'm not explaining myself to you. You washed your hands of being the responsible adult a long time ago when you let another man raise your daughter. Now take your cock out and fuck me. In all the ways I know you want to, and be the daddy I've always needed. Yeah, you heard me right. You're going to fuck me right here in your living room, and you're going to be thorough about it. You're going to fuck me hard. You're going to come inside me while you look into my eyes, and you're going to leave me sore and aching for days. And then, your other daughter is going to get home, and we're going to go upstairs to study, and you're going to make us some of your wonderful hot chocolate, and everything's just going to be so fucking fine. It's not all bad, though. I know you still think my mom is hot. Well, you're never fucking touching her again. You're just a regret to her anyway. I'm as close as you're gonna get. Then again, I'm better, aren't I? younger and hotter and probably even crazier by now. And I'm so fucking forbidden. I mean, your other daughter is hot too, but you never get a chance to fuck her. Even if you did, you wouldn't get away with it. But I'm right here, and I'm willing, and I will never tell a soul. I'm wet for you, and your cock doesn't even care that it fucking made me. If you don't want to get caught, then you better hurry up. Which do you think would be worse for you? Fucking your secret daughter and getting to come inside her? Or tearfully explaining to your other daughter and your wife that she's your secret love child? You really think they'd have anything to do with you after that, beyond extracting a huge divorce settlement? So make up your fucking mind. Fuck me, or I fuck you. And I assure you, I will fuck you way harder than you could ever fuck me. Alright, good. Because as sick as this is, I have always wanted you. And I don't even know how to say this. But I care about you. And I think you care about me too. I hate myself for it, but it's true. So go ahead and take off my shirt. Do it, you fucking coward. There. You like them, right? You've wanted to see them ever since I got them. Touch them. Go ahead. Grab my fucking tits, Daddy. I want you to. I need you to. Oh, God, that feels so good. You really know how to touch a woman, don't you? Go ahead. Unbutton my jeans. Damn it, just do it. I can't wait any longer. And yes, I've been thinking about this all day, and I've just been... Fuck. That's it. Do it slow. There. You can see for yourself. My panties are fucking soaked, aren't they? I wore them just for you, Daddy. Do you like them? I hug my hips and just barely cover my little pussy. Good. Take them off. Ah, fuck. Fuck. Oh, I can't believe you're finally doing this. Let me get on my knees. You like that, right? You like having girls on their knees? Did my mom do this for you? Did she take your cock out and suck it like this? Well, you taste good, Daddy. You like it when I call you that? No. Well, your cock twitched. I think he disagrees with you. So, I think when we're alone, I'm gonna keep calling you Daddy. But you can call me whatever you want. I mean... I'd love to be your special little girl someday, but I think you're going to be too resentful of me for that, of what I represent. But you don't have to be nice. You could call me a slut or a whore. That would really turn me on. I want to be my daddy's whore. I've always wanted it. Just like my mother. So take out all your stress on me, Daddy. Oh. Yes. Fuck my mouth. Enough like that. Fuck it harder. Come on, Daddy. I need you to fuck me. And I need you to come inside me. No, it has to be now, Daddy. I don't want either of us to back out. And there's no changing your mind anymore. Right here on the couch. don't worry about making it good for me. Just take your cock and use it like a weapon. I have been a bad little girl, and I need my daddy, and it's only right that you punish me with it. I'm just gonna lay down, okay? And you get on top. Just like that. That's it. Now, just shove it inside me. No hesitation. Okay, Dad? Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Yes. Oh, my God. That was so perfect. Oh, I'm wet and ready, and it still hurt like a motherfucker. Motherfucker. Oh, the irony. Come on, Daddy. Fuck me. Yes. Oh, call me your little slut. I'm only your slut, Daddy. I'm the fucking trash on the side. Dumb little whore who will do all the things your wife would never do. That's right. She's a good woman, just like your other daughter is a good girl. But not like me. I'm the mistake. I'm the useless little fuck toy who Daddy gets to use however he sees fit. You can do anything you want to me, so long as you never stop doing it. I don't care if you pull my hair or you slap me, and I don't give a fuck if you leave bruises or make it so I have trouble walking. I don't even care if you choke me out. I just want you to fucking love me. Love me, Daddy. Please. Please love me and don't abandon me again. I'll be good. I'll be so good, I promise. You can have my ass. You'd be the first, Daddy. You could take pictures of me smiling, covered in your cum. And I'll get a little tattoo anywhere you want. Daddy's little girl, just for you. I'll wear anything for you. I'll be so slutty and I'll get sloppy drunk if it turns you on. I'd even pretend to be mom. Do you like that, Daddy? I'd do anything for you. So please, Daddy, please show me you love me. Come on. Come on, please, Daddy. Please come inside of me, Daddy. Please, I need you. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, Daddy. Oh, my God. Oh, it's so warm. It's so good. Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, wow. Oh my gosh. I've never been fucked like that before. Ever. No, I mean it. I've never come that hard. And you came a lot. Maybe you need it more than I thought. Can't wait until we fuck again. Bet you'll have time to think about how it was your poor decision to abandon me that got you into this mess. You'll be so fucking angry and you'll hurt me, and I'll come for you and I'll love you even more. I'm sorry. Did you just tell me that you think we shouldn't do this again? Oh my gosh. Are you kidding? I finally have things the way I want them. I have one good man to be my father, and one bad man to be my daddy. Do you want to know when this ends? Never. This never ends. You're gonna fuck me anytime I want, and anytime you want. You're gonna make me cry with how rough you are, and you're gonna make me beg for your cock. You're going to lose control, you're gonna choke me, and each time, when you're done, you're gonna die a little inside. You're gonna hate yourself. And you're gonna wonder what kind of fucking monster can do this to his own daughter. And then go home and look at his wife and other daughter in the eyes. And you're gonna do it for as long as I want you to. or until you finally decide to kill me, because I won't settle for anything less than my daddy. Now get dressed. My sister's on her way home by now, and we don't want to ruin this just when things are getting started, do we? This was good for you, right? I mean, did I do okay? I want to suck you and fuck you so good, Daddy. And I want to be your side piece, but I want to be your only side piece. Good. That really makes me happy. I promise you, Daddy, I'll get better. And better. Oh, hey! Welcome home, girl! I brought you coffee! Ready to get studying? Awesome. Oh, no worries. I was just telling your dad how much I really appreciate you guys making me part of your family.